Hey guys, Pastor B here. So there's been a meme. It makes its way around every so often, and it's made its way back. Every year I share it with a little message. And this year I figured, it's going to be no different. Just how I'm going to go about it. It's going to be a little different. So here we are. And the meme itself, it says, we aren't called to be like other Christians. We're called to be like Christ. And this is good. This is great. But this isn't something that people should just really, pass off. There's far, far too many people out there, including pastors, who forget this. They want everyone around them to fit into this cookie cutter mold. But that's not the goal. We're all unique. We all have our own path. We all have our own relationship with Jesus, and that's how it's supposed to be. The Bible even talks about how, when it comes to the church and different groups of people, how we're all different parts of the bride of Christ. Basically we all have something special and something unique, but we all work together like your right hand and your left hand, right? So I'll ask, did Jesus just go to see certain disciples in his life and nobody else? No. Did he just go to certain locations? No. He went out, to the world that he needed to around him, and he found the hurting, he found the lost, the lepers, the murderers, the fishermen, the desperate, the blind, the hungry, and it's just so on and so forth. Just so many, and these are they're the same people that so many are just so quick to shame or ignore and push to the side and forget about. Why? Because they have their quote unquote their own problems, right? But these are Christians. Can't even say this is the non-Christians because it's all of us that are doing this. So I'll remind you, we're not here to fit into the cookie cutter mold. That's the way of the world. That's what the enemy wants. We're here to break free of the mold. That's why Jesus came, is to break us out of the mold. As the word says, to break the chains. So we need to stop conforming to the world and conforming to the image of what is good, because there's good people out there. They're hurting. They just need a little help. And if a smile is all you have to give, then give it freely. But don't be like other so-called Christians. Don't be like the world. Start being like Christ.